So if you're a tree, a flower, or an animal, it's really easy to get up in the morning and do your thing because you just do what trees do and what flowers do and what animals do. You have to. And there's no tree on this planet that says, I don't think I'll grow today. I think I'll have a rest. There's no flower that says, oh, I needed some work-life balance, so I'm just going to go on holidays today and I'll just start growing again in a week's time. And there is no animal on this planet who says, I'm going to be half the dog that I could be, I'm going to be half the elephant that I could be. As humans, we have a choice. Animals become the best they can possibly be because it's instinct. Trees grow as tall as they possibly can because they have to. They have got no choice. It's interesting, as humans, we have the potential to grow. We have the potential to achieve. We have the potential to do great things. And yet so many of us tend to choose not to, or just to do a little bit, or just to be average. So the question is not for everybody else. Of course, the question is for you and me. The question I always ask myself, could I do more? And if I can do more, should I do more? So if I'm earning $50,000 a year and I could earn $500,000 a year, should I? If I could give $1 million to charity and I only give 10, is that a good thing? And the question always comes back to, what is your driving force? What are your core values? What's important to you? And giving may not be important to you. Achievement may not be important to you. Success and doing amazing things with your life may not be important to you. However, if they are, the challenge we then have is that we'll be unhappy. Because if you can run 10 kilometres and you only put in half an effort and run 5, you won't feel fulfilled. You won't feel happy. You won't feel successful. If you can help people become successful and you stay at home and just be by yourself, if it is important to you to help people to become successful and you stay at home doing nothing, then you may very well feel unhappy. So the question is always this: are you happy? Do you feel good when you wake up in the morning? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel successful? Do you feel as if life is giving you everything that you need? Do you feel satisfied? And if you don't, the question is not, do I need a holiday or do I need to have a rest? The question is, am I living my life within my core values? Am I doing all that I'm capable of doing? Am I doing all that I have said I would do or that I want to do? Because if you said that you're going to do it and you don't do it, the question is, why did you say it in the first place? The question is, if you can do it and you want to do it but you don't do it, isn't that just laziness? Isn't that just being undisciplined? And if your goal is to be a successful person but you act lazy and you act without discipline, you cannot expect to wake up in the morning feeling fulfilled and happy and excited about your life. So it's a very simple question. If you can, should you? Well, yes, you should if you want to. And if you want to and you don't, then you'll feel unhappy. And perhaps a lot of the reason why there are so many unhappy people in the world is that we are capable of doing so much more. We are capable of achieving so many more things. We are capable of doing so much more for other people, for our world. And yet perhaps because we're lazy or because we lack discipline, we don't do it. So then we wake up in the morning feeling a little unhappy and a little bit tired and a little bit grumpy. Whereas if we got out of bed and said, this is what I'm capable of doing, I'm going to go do it today. And then at the end of the day, when you've done what you're capable of doing, when you've achieved what you know that you can achieve, when you've climbed your mountain knowing that you could and you did, that's when you go to bed with a big happy smile on your face and you feel fulfilled and happy and excited because you are doing what you can do.